Since that time, he's armed himself with parenting books and the fiercest determination to put his all into raising me. He does the normal stuff, like food, water, shelter, and the extra stuff, like posting weekly vocabulary words such as epiphany and irrelevant and charlatan on the chalkboard hanging beside the hearth. He even gives sentence examples like, charlatan, in hindsight, it should have been perfectly obvious that the glassblower was a charlatan. After all, glassblowers have a natural ability to blow lots of hot air. At least once a week, Uncle Theo tells me that I am the best thing in his life, and while we are a team, he is the captain. And while he is the captain, I am his heart. And he means it. I think that's the most important thing to know about my uncle, the loving part. What I do not love, because they can be scary and mean and far less necessary than people think, is deadlines. Uncle Theo had told me, only once, that I didn't have to participate in the junior artisan contest just because every treat had entered a woodcraft project since my 8 times great-grandfather Elias Treat and his brothers began it as part of a harvest celebration back in the 1700s. But then he'd told me, a million times, that it would make the family proud if I did enter, and so he'd already signed me up on the off chance I'd like to participate.